You are listening to Image Description for the series The New Office, O'Shane Howard, Wednesday, August 19th, 2020, produced by the SummerWorks Festival, Toronto, Canada. Audio described by Rebecca Singh of Superior Description Services. Nichelle, Money Basics. O'Shane Howard, Canada 2020. Copyright of the artist. Digital photograph with an aspect ratio of 4:6 in a portrait orientation. This color photograph is a portrait of Nichelle from Money Basics. A smiling black woman in her 30s poses with personal finance tools at a wood writing desk set outdoors, in the grass, in front of a treed area. The majority of the color palette of this photograph are greens, and there is a concentration of rich orange at center. I will describe this photograph from the bottom up. The lowest quarter is typical wild ground cover for the Toronto area. It is a mix of overgrown grasses and plants such as Dutch clover, crabgrass, wild plantain, and purslane. Spray painted onto the ground is a white social distancing circle, a ring as wide as an ID card of white paint, spanning 2 meters or 6 feet in diameter. Centered in the circle is a 1 meter wide writing desk made entirely of honey brown colored wood. It is positioned so that the opening to sit in is facing us. At the top, it has one wide drawer with 2 square-shaped knobs set apart and skewed on an angle. Underneath the desk at either end are 2 suspended platforms, presumably for a desktop computer. A brace stretches between them where the desk user supposedly could perch a foot. Moving upwards now to describe the rest of the lower half of the image. Behind the desk, Nichelle's legs and feet are in shadow. The leg cuff of her dark waffle print outfit have 6 horizontal white lines in groups of 2. Her feet are clad in 2-tone flats. The desk holds a variety of personal finance-related items, from left to right. A letter paper-sized whiteboard topped with pink, purple, and blue markers. An iPhone. A mesh pen holder with red, green, blue, and gray ballpoint pens. Beside this, at the center of the table, are 2 half-liter mason jars stuffed with money. They're all bills, some of which are 20s. Behind this is a red coil-bound notebook, and furthest to the right, a slim HP laptop open towards Nichelle. Nichelle stands behind the desk, angling towards the left. She is tall and presumably in her 30s, and has, just past the shoulder, cornrowed braids that are a mix of brown, copper, and red colors, partly swept into a bun at the top of her head. She wears silvery blue eyeshadow and smiles and looks right into the camera lens. She has an average physique with toned arms and wears a one-piece business casual jumper, which is a black and white waffle pattern over a white top. She wears a silver watch on her left hand. She holds a pink pen and notebook, which matches the pattern of her outfit. She poses as if poised to write. Behind her, just beyond the back edge of the social distancing circle, is a tall backdrop of pumpkin orange fabric, the same width as the desk, and extending 1 head above Nichelle. It is suspended between 2 folding stands visible on the left and right. Behind her, the backdrop is patterned by the shadows of tree branches, which fall across it, flaring diagonally from the upper left to the lower right. On the left, outside the circle, the ground cover is a bed of rust-red dried pine needles weaving between thick tree trunks. The area is quite shaded. On the right, outside the circle, are distant bushes and trees. The top half of the photograph is crowded with the dense crowns of the trees. In the foreground is the top of an eastern white pine, and its branches reach from the left edge all the way to the right with a slightly upward slope. The top left edge is dense with green foliage and tufts of rust-brown dried needles here and there. Moving towards the right, patches of clear blue sky penetrate the density more and more. The tree crowns thin, and at the top right are triangles of clear blue sky. I will now read the interview between the photographer and subject, which is displayed on a small round black table in front of every viewing social distance circle at the in-person event. Post-pandemic and its effects causing the government to enforce building closures, how have you utilized nature to resume running your business? I have used nature for inspiration and a new working space to create new content for my current and future clients. Being contained by the same four walls consistently for months has created the need to utilize and appreciate nature to its fullest capacity in 2020. It has provided and inspired me with fresh ideas to dive deep into. Besides using it as an alternative workspace, how has the pandemic made you more in tune with nature? What has nature taught you about yourself? Nature has proven to be an anchor for me. Even when things were at the heights of uncertainty early pandemic, nature kept showing me that things were still normal and the seasons will continue to progress beautifully as planned without delay. If at all, how has the past helped prepare you for the present climate? How will the present climate prepare you for the future? The work that I do is deeply rooted in change and helping others to transition and navigate to that alternate side. The work has helped me make sense of what is happening in the face of such rapid change. There were days that were a lot harder than others, but I allowed myself to trust and believe that things will eventually present a new normal that I can understand, which I did. This present climate helps me to prepare for the future by understanding how precious every single day is and to commit to capturing and documenting how I navigate this pandemic world. I find it all very interesting, but also seriously concerning at the same time. If trees could talk, what would they say about you or how you treated them as part of your new office? I think they would say that I was kind to them and that I paid a lot of attention to them. I showed them how grateful and appreciative I was of them to provide a safe space to sit, to collaborate with, to dream around and work within. I was able to do all of this through the protection of nature's beautiful leaves, providing me with cover from the direct sun on these really hot days.